ముకుందమాలా స్తోత్రం వర్స్ 9. సరసి జనయనే శశంక చక్రే ఉరభిధిమా విరమస్వ చిత్తరంతం సుఖతరమపరం నజాతు యానే హరిచరణ స్మరణామృతేన తుల్యం. సో హియర్ కులశేఖర్ మహారాజ్ ఇస్ ప్రేయింగ్ టు ద మైండ్ చిత్తరంతం. ఓ మై కాన్షియస్నెస్, Chitta is actually the soul's original consciousness as it is manifested in the material world. So, he is praying to his consciousness, Rantum. Rantum means delight in, enjoy. What should you enjoy? That beauty first describes the glory of that Lord, and then he describes the beauty of his remembrance and how the mind can enjoy, how the consciousness can enjoy that. Sarasija nayane sa shankha chakre. So his eyes are like beautiful lotus petals. Sashanka Chakre. He has a... For protecting his devotees, he is empowered. He has extremely powerful weapons. So the lotus eyes indicate that he does not belong to this world, but he is transcendental. Just as the lotus can stay in a dark and dirty, in a dirty place and yet remain undirtied, unsullied. So like that, the Lord, even when he manifests in the material world, he is not affected by the contaminations of this world. And then, when he manifests in this world, he is not just transcendental. He is also available readily in this realm for the devotees, for their protection. So, Shankha Chakre, he has his powerful, irresistible Sudarshan Chakra, and he has the conch, which indicates his victory, his arrival. See there. When Krishna blew his conch at the start of the Bhagavad Gita, the Kaurava's heart shattered. Murabhidhima viramasva chittarantum. And his weapons are not just ornaments. They are powerful. He has killed demons like Mura, who were very, very powerful. And such a glorious Lord, if we try to remember him, sukataram aparam na jatu jane. Actually, there is no happiness. I do not know any happiness better than this. Which happiness is he talking about? Hari Charana Smaranamritena Tulyam. The joy of remembering Lord Hari. His lotus feet. So, Hari Charana Smarana Amrita. The nectar of the remembrance of Lord Hari's lotus feet. So when we chant the holy names, Srila Prabhupada would say that Krishna is dancing on our tongues. And that means we get the opportunity to taste Krishna's lotus feet whenever we chant the holy names. Of course, we need to invoke Krishna's presence by our devotional call. And we need to offer our attention as a devotional offering to Krishna, to welcome him when he arrives. Then you can actually experience the sweetness of remembering Krishna, which Kulashekhar Maharaj is referring to. Kulashekhar Maharaj was a powerful king, and he had all the worldly delights that most people can only dream about. But he is saying, I have experienced all those delights, but those delights become pale and stale in comparison with the delight of remembering Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Sukataram aparam najatu jane. I do not know any other happiness which is better than this. This is the best happiness that is there. So often we are not able to offer our full attention to the holy name because we feel that this is not so relishable and there are other things which are much more pleasant to think about. But that is only because of our disease-conditioned state that we are perceiving things in this wrong way. As we become spiritually healthier, by the chanting of the holy names, we too will arrive at the perception, the experience that Kulashekhar Maharaj is having over here. And till we arrive that, we can take faith and inspiration from verses like these. And with the conviction rooted in our minds, hammered and rooted in our minds, that there is no happiness better than the chanting of the holy names, better than the remembrance of Krishna. We can push all other thoughts aside and absorb ourselves in the chanting of the holy names. श्री हरिनाम प्रभु की जय।